Good. How old are you? Are you around 20 years or younger or around average 20?
Yeah. The tour is from 15 to 30, but the average age is around 19, 20.
Good. I remember when I was that young, I was with my friends together. We traveled, we produced, or we were in the process of producing a movie. We made music. Yes. I was not at this age, I was already with the devotees. I joined the temple when I was 17 years of age. Yes, but I remember there was a question, even when I was already in the temple, what should I do in my life? What should I become? A preacher? Should I become a temple president? Should I open a very, very dynamic musical group that makes concerts all over Europe with spiritual music? What is my authentic path? Mark Twain says, in a world that constantly tries to make you something that you are not, to find your authentic path is the greatest accomplishment. To find your own life, your own thing, and that is very, very, very important, that we come from a place where we say, I'm on fire, I'm enthusiastic to do this in my life. Even in Krishna consciousness, when you just practice Krishna consciousness because others do it, you will not be very joyful. You will not be able to give your everything, and you will not be very happy. And everything what you do, there will be a doubt. Am I at the right place here? Is this the right thing for me to do? No? As young people, you have to be careful. Your parents might have wanted that you become devotees, but you only can become a devotee if you want it, not if others. Or maybe perhaps some of your friends are devotees, and then they think, well, I go along with my friends and do what they do. Yes, but that will never give you the spark which we need in our life. You have to practice whatever you do because you're connected, it's connected with who you are. I would like to give you an example from the theater and movie industry, which I heard just a few days ago from Gaura Leela. You know, a good actor. Who is a good actor, in your opinion? I'm not so informed. Is there someone who really plays his roles very well? Perhaps Leonardo DiCaprio? yes, another one. He's good? Or who is a good actor? I know you all love movies, so don't be funny. We are not speaking about his movie looking good or bad. No. Who's a good actor?
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy. Do you all know Cillian Murphy? Some may not know. I do not know, but good. So here is someone. Celia is her name.
No, I think it's actually called
Cillian
Murphy.
Cillian.
It's a he.
Cillian. 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 Yes. When is an actor doing good? It is when he plays a role and you don't know it's a role. You think that's him. That's how he is. For instance, if I'm on the stage playing the Kshatriya prince Arjuna, and then in a split second of my playing Arjuna, I just space out, look around, and go like this, then the whole thing is wasted there. Everyone can see that's not Arjuna. Arjuna is not sitting in a corner, not knowing what to do and how to spend his time. No, a good actor has to be so focused, and he has to contact that part in him, which, let us say, is a Kshatriya prince, if he plays a Kshatriya prince, and then it is convincing. The difficulty is, for instance, if someone like Ananya Bhakti, who in my eyes looks like an angelic person, you know, a sattvic person. Perhaps she's not like that all the time, and you have seen other. But imagine she should play a dangerous witch. So when she goes before the cameras, she has to, at least 5 minutes before she goes, she has to connect with that part in her that is dangerous. Then, when she has found that part, and then she comes on the before the cameras, at that moment we believe that, oh, ooh, this is dangerous. We sit a little careful now. You know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whatever you do, you have to be there in what you do, and it has to be your authentic path. Otherwise, the world will not believe you, and you will also not believe that this is my life. You will think, you will feel out of place. So to find our authentic path, our own way, our expression, our contribution to the world is very, very important. And I think this is possible when we become very, very clear about ourselves. There's a beautiful story about a princess who turns 18, and on her 18th birthday, a huge festival is arranged in her country, and at the end, she dances with the prince of the neighboring country. Everyone talks, what an ideal match, what an ideal couple. She will be the next queen, and he has her king, or the king, and so on. So she goes to bed after everything looks fantastic for her. And as she lies down and is just about to doze off, she hears a voice, "Let me free, finally let me free." What do you think if you hear a voice in your sleeping room? You begin to go, "Who is that?" And she jumps out of bed. She gets a knife just in case, and then she looks in her room, and there is no one there, not even behind the curtains, not even behind the curtain. So she again goes into the bed. And as she is about to doze off, that voice comes back, only a little louder. "Let me free!" "Who's calling?" "I am calling. I'm your true self." "Nonsense, I am myself. There is no second self." "Princess, what thinkest yourself is only one of the many, many masks that you are wearing. Only if you drop the masks, then you are you. Then the real self is speaking. So it's a beautiful story. It's a long story. I will not be able to tell it. She comes to a saint and asks him if he can help her. And they live in the forest. She serves, and in the process she becomes free from all her masks. And finally, it's like the sun clear in her head, and comes and finds her authentic path. My dear everyone, I will not be able to tell in a public, you know, when I address all of you, how you might find your own true path, but I want to say, be yourself. All other places are already taken up in the universe. Why should you try to live the life that is meant for someone else? Find your own life. Find your own path. That's very important. I believe as you are associating with each other and having meaningful interactions, conversations, discussions, you can explore this a little bit. You can ask, how are you leading your life? What do you think about education, university? What are your thoughts about future? What do you think about making a family and having children? You know, you can discuss these things that are in your mind. And what do you do when a Swami is absolutely boring? You know, and so on. You know, you can have these meaningful discussions. And while you have them, you can find out your true self. You can find where you stand. Each discussion is something like stepping before a mirror and then seeing yourself with a slightly different angle. Because when we really talk with someone, we will get to know a lot about us. I can't see it exactly like you. Or have you thought about this? I'm thinking about this. You will become more clear. I think it's wonderful that what you did. Is it adventurous? Sometimes. Do you always? Do you sleep in the buses, or where do you?
Tents.
Ah, you have tents. Well, that means you have to find good places. In some German forests, they have wolves. Just to add a little spice. Good. My second subject matter is the holy name. I must tell you my own realization with the holy name and what I have observed with others. Perhaps some of you know my story. I used to like very much a particular musical group, and when one member died, I was extremely sad because I knew why he had committed suicide. There was a lot of unspoken things which didn't appear in the media, and I was very sad. And during this time, I looked at some documentary about his burial or so, and the next, and then when this was finished, the next the announcer said, and now, my dear everyone, we will introduce an exciting new group produced from George Harrison, the member of the famous Beatles. And then the scene changed, and boom, there were the devotees sitting and singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the same tune which you sing at the end. You know? They were singing it, and I looked at it, and I really looked as all of us would have looked when all of a sudden the door opens and an extraterrestrial being with some antennas on the head comes in. What? I was not believing my eyes. Yes, this was my experience. But what I know is at the end, I sang a little bit. I got the words wrong, but as good as I could. And then my sadness had disappeared, like the fog that disappears when the sun rises early in the morning. And it was gone. I felt convinced, I cannot tell you why, that he's eternal. No one dies here in this world. Although everyone dies, there is the real self, the soul, which survives the graveyard. So yes, I became interested at that time. I must have been around 15 years old, and soon after that I got the words, and then privately I chanted for some years whenever I was in danger. Then I chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. Fast forward. Now I'm an old man. In the evening of his life, the sun is slowly setting already. And I'm very convinced of chanting. Perhaps you know, we have many kirtan events. One wonderful thing comes up in Radha Desh at Radhastami time. Achyuta Gopi will come, Amalaharina, many kirtaniyas, the Bhakti brothers. Do you know the Bhakti brothers? You know. No, not cool. What are their names? Yogindra is one, no? Anandamurti, yes. They come. We have a lot of young kirtaniyas there. We'll be starting with Radhastami, and then 4 days we will be together in Radha Desh. If some of you have time to pay us a visit, we would be very happy. Anyways, so I'm now in very many kirtan events. In fact, that is when people in India see my photo, they say, "Holy name, Swami." So, I mean, not all people, I'm not famous, but amongst the devotees, you know, and those who are close to the devotees. Holy name, Swami. Why? I have seen in my own life, when I'm just connected with this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In a very simple and innocent way, when I walk, when I'm in the train, going somewhere, before lectures, sometimes with many people, sometimes with only wolves I have not yet seen, but deers around me. The animals become very, very trusting when they see that you're just simply and peacefully chanting. I have seen that the holy name is my best friend. He's always there. I can always turn to him, and he will always give me that feeling of being accepted and sheltered, and the feeling of being at home. And do you know Madhava with the seeker? Yes. I once met him at the airport in Berlin. He was on his way somewhere and was on transit, but he could come out to meet me, and I was just getting a devotee from the airport to go, in fact, to a chanting program in Berlin. And I said to Marva, tell me a little bit about your life the last weeks. He said, the last weeks I can't remember so much. The last week. Ooh, so many things happened the last week. The last 3 days. And he said, well, I went to this place and I chanted. I went to that place and I chanted and I went to that. I said to Madhava, look at this. You lead such an extraordinary life. But we are so ordinary. We are normal people. But somehow, because we have you and also I have a little faith in the Holy Name, it's the Holy Name who brings me everywhere. It's the Holy Name who drives me everywhere. The Holy Name who arranges my life so that I meet the right people and so on. I can only request you or say from my experience, please see how you can make your authentic relationship with the Holy Name. Perhaps learn an instrument. If no instrument suits you, a pair of cantles is sufficient. And you will see how Krishna will guide you, how he will take care of you, how he will be a very powerful friend on whom you can depend in all circumstances. That I have seen, especially with your generation, you will be, you are relatively young, I think you will find great pleasure if you can learn to chant and feel Krishna's presence in your heart and in your life. That is my little message. I want to now see if you have any questions or you would like to discuss something with your permission. This is my breakfast. It's a practical breakfast. Yes. Your good name, please?
Geeta.
Geeta? Geeta. From who are your parents, do I know?
Jayananda and Ashtasaki from Finland. Disciples of Guru Krishna Das Goswami.
Now I may have seen the yoga Jayananda? Yes. So please, Geeta.
My question was about how, in general, if you could give some tips about how to improve japa. I think a lot of us want to have that. We have that as a goal here on the bus tour to improve or chant a little bit more. If you could give some tips.
How old are you, Geeta?
19.
Wonderful. Yes. It's my favorite subject matter, by the way. If I would take all the books which I have read, all the books which I have written about the Holy Name, all the lectures which I have heard, and all the lectures which I have given, and I would screen them for the best tips of how to make japa an ecstatic experience, I would arrive at the Isha formula. What is that? When you sit down to chant, you must know that your whole life sits down with you. When you are upset, you're upset and it will be very difficult for you to chant. When you are and you have just fallen in love, when you sit down, that person is just in front of your eyes. I thought I wanted to see Krishna, but I only see this person. It's a little annoying. So your whole life sits down with you. Therefore, when you chant, it's important that you form an intention that let this be my time with Krishna. That's how it starts. Intention. That I want to make this the best thing. By the way, this is a good time to make notes. This goes very fast. And you won't have to write much. So the first you start your japa with forming an intention, because if you don't do that, your life will be with you and will be in your mind and before your eyes. No, your intention is, I want to now be with Krishna. Not this, my Krishna time, my Krishna moments. This is the time reserved for the more than human relationship, for the divine relationship. In Sanskrit, does anyone know what is the Sanskrit word for intention? It's not so important, but maybe it's sankalpa, no? It's known before you do anything, for instance, Govardhan Parikrama, you are doing an intention setting in sankalpa. When you become a devotee and you get initiated, you will form an intention. Yes, I will chant every day so many rounds and follow these principles. No, it's an intention setting. An intention can be your best friend. It can remind you of what is essential when you have forgotten it. So the next step, my dear everyone, is you need to connect with your sincerity. Or with the sincere part in you who wants Krishna. There are many other parts in you. There is perhaps an adventurer, there is a learner in you, there is an inner critic in you who always tells you you are not good enough, and so on. Many parts are there in us, but there is also one part, the soul who sincerely wants Krishna, and you need to connect with that part. There is, you are young people, there is a dynamic part, there is a foolish part, or a silly part, and you find out we have all these parts, no? So connect with that sincere part in you. You can do this, for instance, by reading prayers. There's one prayer which I really like to recommend. I will ask Jayatam to find it for me. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You have
Wait
a bit. Krishna, let's wait, he will find it. Jayatam just lost his Hindi. You have, yes. Krishna Tomara Hana. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila. Please find the reference. It's a beautiful prayer. Should I say it for you, the prayer?
Yes.
One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. Where one says, my dear Lord Krishna, For so many long years in this world, I have completely forgotten you. But now, today, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to sing the Bengali?
We found. Krishna tomara jadi bala ekabara maya vakanda maya banda hoite Krishna tade kare para. Please sing with me. I sing a little bit. Krishna to Mahana,
Krishna to
Yadi Bale Ekabada,
Yadi Bale Ekabada,
Maya Banda Hoite Krishna,
Maya Banda Hoite Krishna,
Are Kadipa. Is really beautiful. Please make a note. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila. Madhya chapter 22, verse 33. I repeat, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22:33. This is a beautiful prayer. It immediately helps you to connect with that sincere part. See, I can read it directly. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. If he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." So this is a this prayer helps us, or other, there are many other prayers, to connect with that sincere part. Can you understand this with the parts? I can tell you, if you look at me, there is this person whom you see, who wants to be Krishna conscious, who wants to be close to Krishna, wants to please Krishna. But there are other parts. I like nature. I would like to walk and go with have one of my discussions. I meet many devotees. I want to say, let's go on the cart. What is it called? Cable cart, thank you. And then we can talk while we are imitating the eagles, and going through the air. By the way, that's something I really recommend, to go. They are now open, the cable cart people, and you can fly through Switzerland. It's really nice, it's very peaceful up there when you go through the blue sky and the mountains left and right from you. You won't forget it. There's this part there is the part which likes this particular cake. It's from the Black Forest, a cake I like. And there is the part which it likes nice melodies, music lover. There's so many parts in me. But when I chant, I want to make sure I connect with the sincere part of my sincerity. And the last thing of this Isha formula is attention. When the mind wanders, like it does many times, you just bring it back to wherever it went at that moment. Like a little dog, come. And you bring it back. So, okay, how do we start? With an intention to chant. Then while we chant, how do we chant?
Sincerity,
yes. And the last point was, what do we do when the mind wanders? Attention, yes, we bring it back. All these three, I stands for, so intention is I, sincerity is S, and the other A. So together it makes Isha, which is the name of Krishna. We all know the Isha Upanishad, but the name is Isha. No, he's the Lord. That Isha formula will help you very much. You need to practice a little bit, but then Gita, your rounds will be. Your father, Jayananda, will say, "My daughter is in Samadhi." father is a very good yoga teacher and very expert in it. Jayananda, yes. Yes. Your good name, please?
Gauranga.
Gauranga, wow. Gauranga, yes. Please ask your question.
My question is more to the first part of your lecture.
Yeah, one moment, Gauranga. We have 8 minutes left, I hear.
yes. you're trying to define our calling or our purpose.
Yes.
You said trying to discuss with each other whether it's university or whatever it is. I would ask if you maybe give us some insight, your experience, or how the best way to find our calling or purpose. You're saying when an actor is really in that role, you can tell when someone's pretending to be someone else, they're not doing something which maybe isn't their calling. There's a difference. So
yeah,
I just wonder if you can give us some.
Instead, in Kali Yuga, the way you find out your purpose is you have to discuss with at least five brahmanas. That's in the scriptures. What this means is you talk with people. What do you think I should be doing? Just don't take it from one person. Take it from a few persons and then you can make it. In my case, I was meant to be a CEO. That is how my family set up my life. And I do remember I was not comfortable with it. As anyone who knows me knows I'm a terrible manager. But I didn't know what I should do until I met Prabhupada, and he said to me, he said, you should do what I do, you know. And now I think it's my thing. Gauranga, if you see me anywhere, you can ask Gaur Krishna. I may be walking and people, I greet people and people are so friendly, what are you doing? And I start immediately to speak about spiritual subject matters, because that's me. I think even if you would put me in the desert, I would give lectures to them, desert mice. it's my thing to do, you know, to most probably I would chant kirtan with them, speak or do kirtan. That's my swadharma, they call it. Yeah. Also, you know, if you want to find your swadharma and stay in it, Gauranga, do what you know already is the thing. I noticed you like to play mridanga. So you have a musical and a rhythmical side to you. So do that, and then the other things which are not clear will manifest. Start with what is clear, then it will become clearer and clearer. I mean, I think all of you are attracted to Krishna consciousness, otherwise you would not have chosen to be on the bus party. So do that, and from there it will grow. Right things attract more right things. False things attract more false things. So this is how you can become. But I really suggest you talking with five brahmanas, or you can also talk with five people you trust and so on. And how do you see me? What do you think is my strengths? Where do you what do you think I should develop more? Which side? What I can see, what I saw, I saw you two times playing mridanga like a whole orchestra, a drum orchestra. So I thought, well, this person should refine his mridanga playing. He should perhaps sit with Madhava and say, can you teach me a few things? How do you make that roll, you know? So I see it is coming, and I can't run so fast. I can, but it's not necessary. It was a pleasure to spend time with you.